Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. Lots to talk about today, but as I often do, let's open up with a very talented author, a terrific book, great artwork, very, very eye-catching. Joining us is Shirley Kuzmunic, and the last name is spelled K-U-Z-M-I-N. M-U-N-I-C-H. She is the author of Watching Over Everything. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, and it's an e-live book. So you can download it as well. And Shirley, congratulations. Nice to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me today.
The book, what's it about? Why did you write it?
Well, the book is a children's picture book, and it's about learning how to pray, praise God, and be thankful through their daily activities while it builds their relationship with the Lord.
All right. And, you make a point here, and it's a salient point. You know, we tend to choose our time of worship. I say we collectively. This is not an I issue. And I'll relate it to something more cultural that we tend to choose our time during only holidays to be in a celebratory giving sense, you know, by and large, whether it's a Christmas, New Year's, July. To me, there's just something that's not right about it. It should be a 365-day proposition. I think this is part of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's what the book is about, how to get in the habit of being thankful and praising God through all your activities. When the children have their sleepovers with their friends, or they're playing, or they're dressing up their pets, or just be thankful through the day and just learn to go to the Lord all through the entire day, being thankful and praying for their daily needs. If they're scared, if they're going to the dentist, have a test in school, always to learn to go to the Lord first with their problems.
All right. What about this book for somebody who chooses to have a different religious pursuit or is a religious, agnostic, atheist? What do you say to those people? Are they people who are candidates to buy the book?
Yes, definitely. This book is for everybody. Every age, I think, can benefit from this book, even though it's a children's picture book. I think anyone, any age can learn, because there's one true living God and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and this is who we can go through to speak with every day.
Did you write this book as a byproduct of your experiences when you were young? Have you been involved in the church or the school system?
Yes, I wrote this book because when I was raised, I went to church on Sunday, and that was about it. you know, we never really spoke with the Lord during the week. And I learned as I, you know, as I grew up and as I was older that, you know, there is more to the Lord and what he wants in our life. So I've learned to have a relationship. That's what it's about, have a relationship with the Lord.
Shirley, what was the most difficult part of writing this book, or was there indeed no difficult part? Was it challenging at all, or did it just flow?
It really honestly flowed. I just prayed about it, and the Lord really put it on my heart to write this book and to put scripture, simple little scriptures on every page, so it's very easy to understand, and we can see through God's word what he wants us to do.
What's been the feedback you've gotten? Generally, I ask for feedback from adults, but you know, we learn from our kids as well. Have you got any information from kids that have made you stop and think, you know, maybe this was an aha moment?
Yes, definitely. Because kids are learning that they're learning how they can be thankful. And they're learning, oh, geez, I never thought, you know, when I put a funny hat on my dog or when I'm afraid and I have to go to the dentist, they learn, well, yes, I can pray to the God that we know and love, the Creator. I can pray to him any time of the day or night, whether I'm happy, scared, or whatever situation I am. I can go to him wherever and what time it is.
Was this your first writing experience?
This book is, yes, my first book.
All right. Now, I'm just going to guess. You know, you get on fire when you write the first one, and you realize what a self-satisfying pleasure it is, but you also realize the good you're accomplishing for other people. Am I sticking my neck out when I say there's more to come?
Yes. I do have a second book that's out that's called That Ring Should Be Mine, A Battle of Right and Wrong.
What's your advice to aspiring authors who maybe start with no writing background like you and end up with a beautiful book like this? And again, it's a pictorial book as well with a strong message. What's your advice for them?
Well, the Lord put it on my heart, and when he puts something on my heart, I have to do it. And I just through prayer and petition, as the Bible says, give it to him and do your best. And this book came out of it.
How did you go about writing the book? Did you draw up? I'm always curious, being published myself, the mindset, the process. Did you think this thing out and outline it, or did you just, bang, start it and just keep going?
Well, that's a funny question, because the way this book started, I'm also a musician. I play the guitar, different instruments, and I was on the worship team at Children's Church. And I started this book as a song. I wrote a song for the children, and we used to sing it, and we'd act out the song also. Even at family camp, we would act out the song with little skits so they could see it visually and understand it. And then I thought, you know, I should put this into a book, because then they can read it over and over and understand and seek the Lord. And that's
you know, you kind of beat me to the punch, because right here on air live, I was going to suggest you maybe do a children's book that is based or steeped with a musical a theme to it. But it looks like you've already thought about that.
Yeah, that's how it started.
All right. Shirley Kuzmunic. Again, the book is Watching Over Everything. I love these kids' books. And you know what I find out? This is just a comment, not a question, but you can follow up. I pick up these books and I look at them, not only, you know, for my grandchildren, but I look at them and I get interested in reading them. And I think I can't put these books down, and yet I pick up a lot of adult books. When I say adult books, I mean books on politics, business, et cetera. And sometimes I just get through the first few pages and I've had enough. Once I start these kids' books, isn't it amazing? Even if you're an adult, I don't know whether it's because it takes you back to your early years or what, but you can't stop.
I agree.
Yeah, you found the same experience. Was this when you were young? Did you have a lot of these kinds of books to read?
No, actually, I didn't. Unfortunately, I I wish I did as a young child, because kids learn a lot by visuals, and Tate Publishing does beautiful illustrations, and that's definitely will catch a child's eye.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, the artwork was done by Tate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they are specialists in music and in publishing and in artwork. I mean, they are really they're really top notch. You've certainly picked a great choice in order to go with them. Now, you've got about maybe a minute left, and my last question is a challenging one. What would you like to talk about this book that we haven't discussed during this interview?
What would I like to talk about?
Yeah, well, I mean, what points would you like to bring up or mention that I haven't that we haven't covered?
Well, I would like to say it's such an important issue to teach children when they're young, when they're just learning about life, when they're learning about problems in life and how to be thankful. And it's so important that they know that they could go to the Lord every day, 24/7, with whatever issue they're concerned about, whatever they're afraid about or they want to pray about, or just being thankful and happy. Because the more thankful we are, the happier we are, the joyful we are. We'll feel the joy of the Lord because we know He's behind it, and He loves us, and He's there for us for everything.
All right, well spoken. It's been a pleasure having you on, Shirley. The name of the book, again, is Watching Over Everything. The publisher is Tate, Shirley Kuzmunic. And good luck to you. Look forward to your upcoming books, and certainly the second one, which is about to hit. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Stu, so much.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, change topic, and then pick it up after that. This is Stu.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
Okay, and the drama continues with Hillary and Trump. I talked a little more about Trump yesterday, and my theory, and I didn't really give up on it, but I kind of shuffled it in the background for those who weren't listening yesterday, that not only did he not expect to be a factor in this race, and he said, I think this is his quote, that he said that he thought there was a 10% chance when he came in this. He didn't think he would. Believe me, trust me, there's no way Trump thought this was going to happen. And my theory, and I'm repeating what I said yesterday, was that, oh, he'll get in this. It'll be a lot of fun. And there are 16 other candidates because, he loves this stuff. He's the opposite of somebody who is camera shy and media shy. I mean, he's the epitome of someone who just craves this. And I have thought, and I almost think that he wants to get out. He can't get out, and he's saying all these stupid things. Now, he got an endorsement yesterday from that rhino. Someone else, I don't know, there are more people on my dislike list than like list in politics, not personal life. Please don't misinterpret my comments. Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Oh, Paul, let me get on my hands and knees and kiss the ground and thank the Lord that you're supporting Trump. And no support for Trump is a vote for Hillary. I mean, is this even a thinking process? I used to have a pretty good amount of respect for people like Bill Kristol. If I met Bill Kristol, I probably wouldn't even talk with him now. I mean, that's how strongly I feel. And you've got an opponent on the other side. Forget about Bernie. Bernie's going to make some noise, and I hope he wins California and, quote, further humiliate Hillary. It doesn't matter because she has the race won if she's not in prison. Which leads me to this point. Will Hillary be going to prison? Is this an indictment she can't escape? Her chief defense of her email behavior is that she tried to forward her messages so they were captured by the State Department. Here's the answer. She only did it a quarter of the time. You know, it's like saying she turned over, I don't know what the number, 60,000 emails, 30,000 never were because they were focused on yoga and Chelsea's wedding. If my daughter got married and remarried 20 times, I wouldn't be sending out 30,000 emails. There's such a thing as lying and being really good at it. Being a flat out blatant liar. And that's Hillary and that's Barack Obama. That's what they mostly have in common. Obama, I don't want to go down this road. In some speech yesterday, the day before, was talking about how fabulous the economy is, how he's reduced the deficit. And how can anybody even listen to this? And you know what happens when you debate these people? You know, I always envision myself or think about not debating Barack Obama, but interviewing him, not interrogating, interviewing him. You're thinking, how far do you go? He doesn't like it when he's challenged. And it's not that he can't handle it, because really sophisticated liars are very, very good at shifting the conversation. Ever try to get the answer out of a politician and you know that there's just no way you're going to get it? So if you remember the media and you're sincere in your endeavor, you ask the question two or three times and you ask it in different ways. And if it's still not answered, you've got a choice. You can say, hey, I'm pulling the plug on this interview unless you give me an answer to the question, or you move on. And most people move on. And if I had the distinct pleasure of interviewing our commander in chief, I'd move on too after two or three questions, because you have a choice to make and you have an obligation, and you have an obligation to the audience. More often than not, Hillary Clinton was exchanging thoughts or policy memos with outsiders, which is amazing. And they were never forwarded to anybody else in the State Department. What are there, 2,200 bits of this that have been found? And there are 22 that are so classified they can't be released. Now, I don't know what's going to happen as this process of interrogation, and it's not a security check as she says it is, goes on with her staff. We got all these top aides who know about her private email. They kept it from the State Department, handling open records. Effectively shielding them from public view for nearly 6 years. And this is the top candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination? A mistake. She keeps calling him a mistake. You know, they say two things. It was a mistake, a misjudgment. I wouldn't do it again. Let's move on. What difference does it make? Well, you know, I asked the question. I don't know if I have an answer. How stupid is the American public? However, the American public isn't the State Department, the Justice Department, the Attorney General, Congress. The general public is really helpless in what should be defined as a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Our system, which was the greatest system in the world, is starting to rot like a carcass of a fish that's been up on the beach for 2 weeks. More than 90% of her work and related emails should have been preserved in the State Department from the beginning, because she either copied or corresponded with a staff person using a state GOV account. This is from Brian Fallon, the spokesperson. Well, it was an analysis by the despicable New York Times. There have been analyses by the Washington Times. And sometimes you can't escape the truth, even though you try hard. So here are some numbers that I've taken from different sources. First of all, 2/3 of voters say Hillary Clinton should release transcripts of the Wall Street speeches. That's number one. Number two, there was a random sample for more than 8,000 messages, and it showed that 89% of them involved a state gov account. But when it came to Hillary's communications with those outside the department, she really screwed up. An analysis of 200 messages that she sent to outsiders, only 51 that were clearly forwarded to a state gov account, 131 that weren't forwarded, and the rest were unclear. come on. And of course, Fallon says, oh, you know, the Times findings were inaccurate. Oh, yeah.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
Hey, as much as I hate to, let me continue with Hillary Clinton. Because this is serious stuff, and even though my feeling, and I've expressed this many times on here, I don't want to keep going through the scenario. If someone wants me to do it, just send me an email at stu@stutaylor.com. I don't want to keep going through it. There is between Judicial Watch, Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's been a guest on the show several times, and others, there are some opinions that are saying that Hillary is in such big trouble, there's no way she can get out of it. Now, if Hillary gets indicted, convicted, and goes to jail, I go out and have one celebratory evening. Let me tell you, I worry about Biden and Bernie Sanders, after the fact. Hillary is a disaster. Hillary will continue Obama's transformational ideology and completely bring this country to its knees. I can only tell people, I'm trying to say this in a way that doesn't cast me as a know-it-all. But I can't, and I'm not going to start telling you about all the people that I know around the country and all the people in business and academia whom I speak with during the course of a week. I mean, I'm telling you, you'd be surprised, but that's not to tell you how great I am. That's to tell you how much 99% of them share my opinion. That this guy has ruined the country and they dread Hillary Clinton. Dread her. So she exchanged with outsiders. It never got captured in the State Department. And Clinton's email practices, I say reportedly, I am not a lawyer. Even the lawyers will question some of this. But the conclusion from the State Department, you hear what I'm saying? When Hillary says she got approval from the State Department, she is the State Department. She never got approval from the State Department. She's lied about that. She's twisted words on that as well. Remember what I said when I opened this? I talked about her chief defense of her email is that she tried to forward her messages so they were captured by the State Department. But it's not true. It was a very small percentage of the time. And ask David Petraeus what happens when you get one email that gets you in trouble. Petraeus's career is ruined. I mean, he'll always make a living. I mean, he ruined his reputation. He would have stood with the great generals. But the power of women. Paula Broadhead. The power of women. Done pretty well resisting that temptation. I mean, I've resisted it 100. It hasn't been a temptation. Let me qualify that. I haven't had any temptation since I've been married, and I did a pretty good job I guess I didn't when I was single. So the report concluded that Hillary's email practices violated several department rules. She didn't take steps to make sure her messages were being stored, and she never, ever got approval for her use of a secret server, and she failed to report to the department. And the hackers. Now, we're hearing about the hackers. And I think about some guy, where was it, Romania or something? Some guy who hacked in and delivered the proof. We're not hearing much about that. You know why? Because this left-wing radical media in the United States, and damn them. If this were a Republican, this would be front page. All of this stuff would be front page headlines. They'd have to start creating new newspapers to cover all the stuff that Obama and Hillary have done. Hillary and her aides refused to cooperate with the Inspector General's probe, and a lot of them are now being forced to testify under oath. This is why I still think, well, maybe there's a chance. They're going to testify under oath in a lawsuit to get to the bottom of how the department bungled its handling of her email. You remember Lois Lerner and those emails? How disgraceful. Lois Lerner should be in jail for 20 years. Instead, this millionaire with a beautiful home is getting, I don't know what she's getting, a payoff of $100,000 a year. It's awful. I mean, it's just, it makes you lose confidence in the system. It makes you lose confidence in people. It makes you lose confidence in your country. There was a deposition that was released just this past week. Cheryl Mills, who had said she was petrified to have these emails gone through. Homer Aberdeen said that. Cheryl Mills, the chief of staff, insisted she never bothered to check up on things when she was convinced Hillary was always sending messages to others within the State Department. Where does the lying stop? Where does the cover-up stop? They don't. And it's because we allow it to happen. Here's a quote from Cheryl Mills. Let me see if I can find a quote. It was my impression that when she emailed, because it was her practice to email people on their state accounts when she was doing state business, that any of those communications would be captured and maintained by the State Department system. Okay, Cheryl, you want to get out of it? Was wrong. The State Department system didn't capture the messages. This is the key of this. They didn't capture all of the messages sent to a state gov account. And that undercut efforts to meet these open records of obligation, so to speak. Now, I had people, and I've said this on air before, but I think I had two people who came to me and said, hey, what about Colin Powell and what about Condoleezza Rice? Who did? No. Number one, they didn't do these things. Number two, there were no laws against it that were structured. There are now. So I can remember when I was in the distribution business. I hate to change the subject here, but I was distributing nationally some posters of a big, big name celebrity. And they were entirely legal. And then the rights were bought by somebody. And in one day, they became what were known as black market goods, and it was an automatic cease and desist. And I might have received it formally, but I certainly received it in my mind, and I took all of the rest of the stuff that I had, and I either destroyed it or sent it back to the source. I wasn't selling unlicensed product. So rules changes, and it was great when I was selling it. So Cheryl Mills said she never reflected on whether there were outsiders that Hillary was sending messages to that should have been stored as official records. And here's a further quote. Now, the reason I'm doing the quotes on this, I just want to make sure I don't distort any of this. I wish I had thought about that, that subset, she said. I wish I had thought about the fact that someone could be non-government, non-state, and those records might be not being captured. I'm reading a quote. I didn't think about that. Come on. I mean, come on. I shot somebody to death, only I didn't realize it was wrong when I was doing it. I apologize. Oh, we accept your apology. All we were looking for is an apology. This is what's happened in this country of law and order. And I'm not defending and I'm not criticizing blacks or poor people, but there are many of them who get accused of crimes that they didn't commit. They don't have the money to defend themselves. And I know this sounds strange coming from a conservative, but it's the darn truth. Sidney Blumenthal. Right smack in the middle of all of this. Didn't think about that, right? But these are the outsiders that Hillary contacted. Blumenthal, security advisor, I can't think of his first name, Donilon, special advisor, Dennis Ross, and then one of the all-time worst, John Kerry, who was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and later succeeded Hillary as Secretary of State. I mean, the evidence, I mean, I haven't got time to do this today. I could go on and on. Hillary forwarded information many times, sent to her by Blumenthal, to an aide to be printed, and her own replies came back to Blumenthal, and they generally were not forwarded, meaning they would not have been captured by the state.gov system. It's just, I don't know what to say. It's so unbelievable. All right, we'll get back to believability in our last segment. I think that's been enough time on this. This is Stu Taylor.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
All right, our next guest joining us from the West Coast, Marcella Lansdowne, and the name of the book, Marcella, an American Novel. It's published by Tate Publishing, with tatepublishing.com, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, etc., all the usual places. And I want to give you Marcella's website before I get caught up in the interview and forget it. So it's Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A. TheAuthor.com. I don't have to spell the rest of it. MarcellaTheAuthor.com. Hey, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful being on your show.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the title. It says Marcella, so I'm saying, an autobiography. And then it says an American novel. But if it's an autobiography and it's nonfiction, explain that little bit of confusion.
It is a little bit confusing. I had a first edition that was named Marcella Strength, Spirit, Courage, all in one lifetime, and it had everyone's name in it, and people were concerned they didn't want their name published. I said, well, it's all true, and so I didn't want to bother people. I wrote the book to help people.
All right, and you and I have talked off here. You have a remarkable story. Just say the same things you kind of said in that pre-interview, because often the best comes out about your background and what it led to. I mean, you're an extraordinary person, so tell people.
Thank you. Yes, I've had, a very intense, dense life, and people along the way said, you really should write a book. So I took notes, and finally I had time. My kids were grown, and I just went ahead and published my book about my life. I started in California as a little surfer girl and grew up, like a lot of people my age, where we had bomb shelters, and my sister and I looked at Star Trek, and then I grew up to end up being on the space shuttle software program. But I went through a terrible marriage, a very difficult divorce. I ended up at a Salvation Army camp with nothing but the clothes on my back and my three kids. So I went back to work, went back to school, worked my way up, and had a tough time. But then when I got back into software, I started working on these wonderful programs, Advanced Attack Helicopter, the Early Warning Missile System, the Space Shuttle, the C-17 cargo plane. What a wonderful airplane that is. Everyone's so pleased with it. And during 9/11, I dealt with the AMRAAM missile. We were putting out missiles to fight, and we thought we were the next target. So I was going to work every day wondering if we were going to get hit. But we had to support everyone, so we continued on.
Um, This is truly a remarkable story. I know I say this all the time, but I just love hearing stories about people who maybe start out in life, they can't find their way, they have all kinds of adversity. You talked about the adversity you had, and then go really right to the top. What advice, I guess a message from the book here, what advice do you have for others out there? Some do it, some don't, and we don't hear enough about these stories.
I agree. I think my book is not about the difficulties. It's how I got out. I want to encourage people. You don't have to put up with bad situations. You know, we live in America where you can get out and do different things, make changes. We get stuck in things and have family pressures, and we feel like we can't do anything. But you can. You know, you can change your life. You can get a new career. You can go back to school at any age and do what you want to do with your life. You know, it's your life. It's for you to do what you want, not to be, you know, controlled or told what to do or be shamed out of something. You know, just enjoy your life and do what you think is right, and you don't have to be stuck. And that was my message. And, you know, it was not easy getting out of that marriage. I married the minister's son, and they all pressured me to stay with them, and my parents had died, so I didn't have any hope. And 30, 40 years ago, they didn't have all of these safe houses and shelters. So, you know, you can't just walk out and sit on the corner with three kids. You have to plan things. So I planned out how to get out and how to get into a better situation. And it all worked out. It was a matter of timing. But now there's so much help for people that you don't have to. And it applies to any aspect of life, not just bad marriages, but bad work. If you're stuck in a dead-end job, you can try something else. And don't be afraid to try things that may not look right on your resume, because you can always work up and get promoted out into something completely different.
Marcella, is there a watershed moment where it's, aha, I've got to turn my life around, or was it a process for you?
It was both, actually. It was a process I kind of knew, but there's a part of me that, you know, in my age, we really wanted to make our marriages work. You know, it was everything. Divorce was very difficult. I kind of knew, but I had hope for a long time that maybe, possibly, it could work because of the kids. You just want to keep your family together. But at one point, yes, then I realized it was time to go, and I had to, you know, I was living on a ranch in Oklahoma on a, you know, how do you get out of that? So we had to work and plan. We ended up moving to Colorado when I had more opportunities in Colorado. We had a plumbing situation where we lived in Aspen, Colorado, Roto-Rooter. We had a franchise. And so he went on a 15-minute job really quick. And that's when I got in the car and left. Usually he would take one of the kids with him or disable my car. He didn't want me to go. I mean, he was kind of a crazy guy. He had guns loaded up and around the house. He knew I wanted to leave, so he was kind of keeping me prisoner for a while. So
wow. There was no physical abuse, was there?
There was. And it kept getting worse, and so I knew.
Are you sending this message to any particular demographic? Just quickly, we've only got a very short few moments here.
Well, it's the demographic of people who are in a situation that's not working for them, just to get out and do something better with their life. But I had a fantastic life. It wasn't all about, you know, the difficult parts, what happened after you get out, to show people what you can do with the rest of your life.
All right. I love the message. Love the book, Marcella Lansdowne. Marcella, an American novel published by Tate Publishing. Thank you for joining us today. And I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.